Right now it's time for Ask Dr. Gail. Dr. Gail Peterson is the family therapist on iVillage.com. You can find her at parentsplace.com/expert/family. Go to Parents Place, click on Experts, and she is the family therapist. Welcome to the program, Gail. How are you doing today? There you are. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Getting ready for Halloween.
I know, man. It's quite the deal. I have made so many costumes this week.
Really?
Yeah.
More than one, huh?
Yeah, more than one. Well, I have, you know, it's one of those things that the things that I do for friends and they know is that I am quite a seamstress, so I do that.
Oh, that's wonderful.
So that's my little friendship gift that I can do for people. So they know I used to be a costumer. I used to make a living doing that. So.
Oh, well, children love costumes, and that's actually, our first question is about that.
I know.
That's very interesting.
Speaking of costumes, this is a great question. Can a preschooler have gender confusion? My 3-year-old son has become obsessed with Cinderella. He continuously wants to dress in glass slippers, a dress, and other female apparel. I'm not sure how to handle this. He wants to be called Cinderella and insists he's a girl sometimes when he's not playing Cinderella. I'm starting to worry about this. What should I do? It's from Sandra.
Well, you know, isn't that interesting that here the times are changing, aren't they?
They are.
We have asked our men to be more feminine, in a sense, to embrace more feminine values. You know, but then when our sons are going to obviously pick that up, and
right.
They're going to be, you know, embracing the value of nurturing, and I don't know if you realize it, Lydia, but Disney movies have increased a phenomenal amount in terms of having heroines.
Oh, yeah, most of them. It's hard. As me, I have I want to have movies that have very strong male roles, boy roles for my son, and it's kind of hard to find sometimes.
But, you know, women and girls, you know, when girls were growing up, I mean, they could be tomboys. They could identify with the male in some way
right.
without it becoming too upsetting in the culture, you know. But for boys are in more of a gender straitjacket than girls. So here we're asking our men to change. We're asking our boys to embrace nurturing. We're putting, heroines on our movies, girl heroes, so to speak, instead of white
right.
heroes.
Yeah.
And then we're asking our boys not to wear the costumes, you know. I mean,
yeah.
What do we expect?
Well, I totally understand. I mean, my son wanted to wear, he always wanted to wear my high heels. He thought that was the coolest thing.
Oh,
and,
yeah, cloth
and
around.
And beads. He really liked to wear beads.
Mm-hmm.
When he was that age.
Well, all children experiment with costumes, male and female, to try on values, to find, you know, really, who are we? You know,
mm-hmm.
who are we as people? Well, I think I'll try, you know, this rollout or that rollout. So we internalize those values. And rather than worry about it, you really want to ask him, well, what does he like about being a girl? Why
right.
does he like to play it? You know, what is he identifying with?
Mm. I'm sorry to interrupt. I mean, my son went for like 3 months where he wanted to be a dog all the time.
Oh, that's cute.
You know, he wanted to be a dog, and there were some days when he really wanted to eat his food out of a dog bowl.
Uh-huh.
You know, he wanted to, so I put cereal, and I had brown, you know, I got kind of brownish-looking cereal that was healthy. He put it in a dog bowl, and...
There's something about that he was wanting to experience. So, you know, it's no surprise that we... And the experts say that, you know, it's okay to be a sensitive boy and to need nurturing, to want to express feelings rather than suppress them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we need to put ourselves behind this message for our boys rather than get frightened when, in fact, they'll do what girls have done. You know, girls have done that
right.
before when there were more male, heroes in the TV shows or in the Disney movies. The girls would identify.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with being male.
Right.
And, of course, they could wear pants and, mm-hmm. you know, didn't have to wear dresses. But if a boy wants to wear a dress, you know, it just doesn't go the other way.
Yeah, it's cute if a girl wants to be Cinderella, but if a boy wants to be Wonder Woman, it's like, ooh.
You mean if a girl would want to be...
I mean, if a boy... I mean, a girl wants to...
Like Superman.
Yes, dress as Batman, it's fine.
Yeah.
You know, if your little girl wants to be Batman, that is so cute. But if your little son... wants to be Wonder Woman, that's, ooh.
Well, and we've encouraged our mm-hmm. girls to identify in a wider range. You
uh-huh.
know, we've been very conscious of that in the last generation, particularly our generation.
Right.
And boys now are needing to balance it out. I mean, men are going the other way. They need to become more nurturing and primary nurturers in order to be included in the family in a way that's meaningful.
Right.
So it has to start with the boys. And it's just amazing to me that when we see that, we're so ingrained, you know, it's just so ingrained in us that we'll get very, very frightened and wonder, you know, what's happening. I mean, really what Sandra's probably saying here is, oh, my God, is he gay?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yes, that's exactly what
have I, you know, what have I done if I don't, you know, stop this? And, you know, Sandra's not saying this, but there are people mm-hmm. who do, and there are our husband, you know, fathers who do, husbands who argue with their wives about this very thing.
Mm-hmm.
You're turning him into a girl kind of thing. And, you know, what I say to parents at this age is it's just too young to tell. I mean, this isn't about sexual preference. You know, it's not about sexuality per se. It's about qualities that mm-hmm. are, you know, could be in either sex, but it's not about, you know, who will I prefer sexually. That's, you know, that's adolescent period.
Yeah.
So, you know, this is not the adolescent period. This is preschool.
Right. Yeah, well, this is, but I tell you, it is hard. I mean, even, I mean, I consider myself a pretty enlightened and a pretty, you know, positive view of, you know, I have a serious belief in diversity is good for our culture, and yet I do remember, you know, my son wanted when he was three, he wanted his invitations to his birthday party. He wanted them all like, you know, baby doll pink.
Uh huh.
And I remember just having a little start somewhere. I mean, I didn't show anything on the outside, but inside there was this little start inside of me going, well, what will the neighbors think?
What were the neighbors think?
You know, it wasn't about me. I mean, I didn't care. But, I mean, you know, it was just kind of one of those things. I was like, oh.
Yeah. Well, we want to protect our children.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't listen to that. But I guess I'm saying, or when my son first, when he was three for Christmas, he wanted a Barbie doll.
Mm-hmm.
And I got him a Barbie doll.
Right.
And, but, so I guess I just want to say, I know that for Sandra, I know it can be really hard.
It can be.
Bucking the trend.
Right, bucking the trend, exactly, and standing behind our boys in terms of what we really want to say to them rather than what scares us. You know,
right.
We can get very frightened and very scared, and we do want our children to have good lives, and we don't like to see them have adversity, et cetera. And yet we have to realize that it's not always that simple, and that we ourselves can overreact. So it's so wonderful, you know, when you see that in yourself, I mean, you register it, but you don't have to act on it.
Right. You know, you can say inside, you know, I just got a little scared because
right.
of the way I was brought up, but that doesn't mean I have to act that way.
Exactly.
In front of our kids. And we need to stand behind our boys in pink dresses.
Right.
Now, when this is, this is a really good question, I think, and I also want to know, when do we start, you know, well, I mean, I know that around adolescence, around, you know, around puberty is one thing, but I've heard from gay men that I know that they, you know, were pretty young when they knew that they were.
Yeah, that can be true.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's a question that we can't know.
Right.
I mean, you know, if it's not, in other words, what I would say to Sandra, it's not something, you know, if you tell them not to wear Cinderella clothes, it's not going to change that.
Yeah.
You know, that's not what would make him not be gay if he is. You
right.
know, that's a very, very different experience when you see children who really do feel inside that they're, you know, always have felt mm-hmm. like they're the other gender.
Right.
It's a very pervasive thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about costumes so much.
Right.
You know, that's really not what it looks like. It has a very different quality to it.
Mm-hmm. I think it does, and I, you know, we need to encourage and stand behind our children. Okay, we'll go on to the next one. The next one comes to us from Laura. Does being a mom mean losing myself? I'm a married mother of three children, all under the age of six. I was married at 19. I'm now 24 and miserable. I love my kids, but have lost who I am. I used to be so alive and outgoing. Now I'm just a mother who loses patience more and more each day. Can you help?
Oh, just a mother, huh? That's
yeah.
so that's true that we feel like that
mm-hmm.
because it's unpaid work, because, you know, it's not valued in the culture. Even though we have been giving it a lot of lip service, we still say things like that, and we say to ourselves, I'm just a mother.
I know, or, you know.
Well, mothers are people, too.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
and they're family members, and Laura is unhappy, and her happiness matters.
Yeah.
So it's really, really important that she begin looking at, you know, what are her interests now? I mean, she started at 19.
Wow.
You know, and she devoted herself to her children. So now as they're getting, you know, a little bit older, some
mm-hmm.
of them, and she is going to be saying, okay, here I am in my mid-20s. You know, she must be thinking, you know, she must have some interests that are sort of burning inside that aren't really coming out. And so she may have to give herself some time to identify those and pursue them, because that is going to be what's going to give her a rise in her own self-esteem, and her children will benefit from it. The studies show that, you know, women who achieve their goals, you know, in work and her home, but especially in work, the children benefit from the esteem that the mothers gain.
Right.
And they feel good about their mothers, and they feel good about themselves. So it's very important for mothers, you know, who are always sort of in the role, or often in the role of martyrs,
mm-hmm.
And unconsciously expected to give to the family. It's very important for them to see that when they do that, they also present a model to their children, especially, of course, to their girls.
Well, to their boys, too, of how women should be.
And their boys, yeah, you're exactly right about that, you know, and what they'll expect when they're older.
Mm-hmm.
And what do they want to say? Do they want to say mothers don't matter?
Mm-hmm.
Now, if a mother is just totally fulfilled, you know, being at home and with the homemaking activities, there's nothing wrong with that. But obviously Laura is not,
yeah.
You know, and so she's got more inside of her, you know, she's got more going on that she needs to find out about, and it's not too late by any means.
Mm-hmm.
She's only 24 years old.
Right.
You know, she could take classes, she could go back to school, she could decide to develop, you know, a skill or, you know, any number of things.
All kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
I also, Gail, want to point out, if she has three children under the age of five?
Six, yeah.
Six, under the age of six. So, you know, most probably she is still, I mean, I remember my midwife telling me that the postpartum experience lasted 2 years after you gave birth.
Uh-huh, that's a good way of saying it, really.
You know, that you really were postpartum for 2 years after you, you know, and
mm-hmm.
still it is a time when your body need some more support. I mean, I just remember being those, you know, when you have your mother clothes that you wear all the time because
right.
they're ones that have the spit-up stains all over them.
Right.
You know, those. And I guess
it can feel pretty grungy.
Yeah, I can just, I mean, I just remember that part. And
mm-hmm.
so I guess I just want to not discount the biological things that go on when you're,
yeah.
when you have young children and how hard it is.
That's
well.
So important, Lydia. Yeah. Thank you for pointing that out. That is so important because you know, here your body's been changing, what, three times?
Yes.
You know, getting bigger, getting smaller, and then just as you get smaller, you're going to get bigger again. You're just in constant flux. So is it any surprise that she feels that way in her emotional life as well?
Right.
Kind of lost, you know?
Right.
That's
right.
A very good point.
Well, good luck. Good luck to you, Laura. That's such an amazing time to be in. And, and what you said about finding, being the role model is so important for us to remember as moms. That not to get stuck in that martyr thing, because it really doesn't serve our children in the long run.
That's right.
Not ourselves.
That was probably a misnomer, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, people thought that was the good mother.
Yeah.
But really, we internalized that as the sort of bedraggled mother.
Right, right. Thank you so much, Gail, for being with us. Once again, we're talking to Gail Peterson. She's the family therapist on ParentsPlace.com. You can find her at ParentsPlace.com/expert/family. Also, send your questions. You can find a link from her page or send questions to music@mail.ivillage.com. Thank you.
Great.
Thanks so much.
And have a happy and safe Halloween.
You too. Have a great one.
Bye-bye.